There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on DubaiEye 103.8.
Yeah, you're listening to DubaiEye 103.8. Get in touch with the show. How do you do that? You give us a call now, 0487 15500. Pick up the phone and say hello, because the team are taking your calls. Milani's out there. Is that Rick? It's Rick as well, isn't it? Hey, Rick, how you doing? Rick's out there as well. So the whole team are down here at our Media City studios. Get in touch with the show. You can text us on 4001 as well.
Get involved and help set the agenda. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Hoarding. Do you consider yourself a hoarder? It has for the very first time been classified by the World Health Organization as a medical disorder. Hoarding disorder was recognized by the NHS in the UK back in 2013. They reckon about 1.2 million UK households are affected. But psychologists, as we've just heard, here in the region, have welcomed this new move by the World Health Organization for classifying hoarding as a medical disorder. Clutter by hoarder often results in the loss of a proper working and living space, and they usually feel ashamed or depressed after a new round of shopping, according to Dr. Fiona Barzi, the consultant health psychologist who spoke to the media here following the decision by the WHO. And Anne's having a look at some of the messages that are coming in.
I am. There's been a lot coming in on this one. Someone's written in, they've said, for me, I sell or donate items if unused for 6 months. And Navid says, I feel my wife is a hoarder. Her clothing item never ends. Some of them are not touched for 5 years or more.
If you or someone you know thinks you might be suffering from hoarding disorder, the advice from the WHO is to reach out to your doctor or mental health professional for help. You can find providers in your area online, and of course, look out for the signs. One of the signs that is described as one of the signs of hoarding disorder is the distress a sufferer feels when someone touches one of their objects or suggests that they throw something away. And when the hoarding becomes hazardous, it can also cut people off from their family members and friends, because outsiders may not feel comfortable visiting and the person with the disorder may not feel comfortable inviting people in. Now, there will be a number of people out there listening in going, this is just ridiculous. These people need to get a life and they need to sort it out, and they need to sort out their homes, and they need to get their head around it. But as we heard from Dr. Grish just a few moments ago, and has been backed up by others, this is a medical condition and it can raise its head. It can come to light in so many different ways. One of the reasons we're having this discussion this morning is not just this decision from the WHO, but countless examples of when hoarding goes wrong. There's one that we watched whilst having a little look at this show yesterday. It was the story of a female, a lady over in the United States, who revealed the agony of living in a house stacked with rubbish, admitting her compulsion has left her feeling suicidal on multiple occasions. She suffered from OCD for more than 20 years. But this is how far it's gone. She hasn't had people visit her home for 4 years because of the mess she lives in. Speaking to the host on one of these hoarding shows, she revealed that she can't throw anything away without shaking it 30 times, and so just lets rubbish pile up all over her home. At one point, she couldn't even use her bathroom to clean herself because it was inaccessible, and she now doesn't sleep in her own bed because there is too much on junk on and around it. Hanan's in studio with us. I don't want to get your I just want to get your thoughts on this particular subject, Hanan, because you mentioned a little earlier on that you find it difficult to throw certain things away. Mm-hmm. But equally, you know, I work with you. You work with us at the team here. You're a very efficient producer. So, you know, you like control. You like things to be in their place. So the two seem to butt heads together, surely.
Well, yeah, I am actually quite OCD. Basically, I do have a bit of an OCD problem. I like things to be tidy, neat, in a certain order. If things have been moved, it drives me mad. I've actually become a bit more tolerant now since I've been married. But before, I was really fussy and really strict. Anyone it, like my mum used to complain when she came to stay, because I'd be like, keep it in the right place, move your shoes, da 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 da. I just like things in a certain place. With the hoarding and clutter, it's not like it's everywhere around the house. It's just I find it hard to say goodbye to things. I find it hard to let go of things. But like I'm getting better. Every sort of 6 months I try to do a clear out. But for me, it's like a memory attachment thing. It's not so much the material item, it's more the attachment. But with clothing, for example, it's more like, oh, it might be useful. If I throw it away, then of course I'm going to need it. And that has happened. I have thrown things away and then needed it a couple of weeks later.
Right, listening on with interest to those thoughts is the founder of Declutter Me. It was set up in 2013. It's grown to become the UAE's only licensed home and office organising service, with clients in Dubai and all over the UAE and as far as Oman as well. It takes time to understand each client's particular requirements and desired outcomes before commencing any work. The founder of Declutter Me is Shalina Jokir. Join us live on the line now. Shalina, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you guys today.
Listen, you were listening on with interest to the concerns there of Hanan. Is that a problem that you find when walking into private households and office spaces as well?
Yeah, there is a lot of that people are worried about letting go of things, and, you know, they think that they'll need it again at a later date. And a lot of the time there is that kind of fear, but in the long run, you don't need those items, or you could always get something new. Especially with clothes, a lot of people keep things from, say, the 80s or the 90s and think it'll become back in fashion. But they'll get it again, but with better material, and, you know, like, there'll be lycra inside instead of, you know, that rough material. So there's things like that. You know, you talked about the hoarding aspect, but I find here there are hoarders. I have seen one or two, but it's not as much as, I haven't seen that much as, say, it is in the UK or USA. But here, it's a more generational thing. So I deal with kids calling me because their parents are keeping everything, because they think everything has a value. So they don't want to, you know, they work so hard to buy those items, so they don't want to get rid of it. And they don't realize that it's actually making the lives of everyone in the house uncomfortable with so much stuff in there. So it's an educational thing. People don't think about, they, you know, it wasn't a thing to get rid of things, to declutter before as well.
Would you say there's a differentiation between clutter and hoarding, or are the two one and the same thing?
The hoarding is, as you talked about, it is keeping a lot of things, but there's a psychological issue to it. There is, you know, it is a disorder. So it's an extreme of keeping clutter. So a lot of people who say, you know, when I go to the houses, they go, oh, I'm terrible, I'm a hoarder, I've got lots of stuff. They're not actually, you know, if I'm able to touch their stuff and to move it, and we're able to declutter it during the sessions, then they're not hoarders. They've just got a lot of stuff. And I think that's the issue, that a lot of people bandy the words around, you know, saying they're OCD or hoarders or they're minimalists, and actually they're not. They're on the spectrum, but they're not actually at that medical condition.
Hi, Shalina, Hanan here.
How
difficult is it to go into a home when maybe someone's approached you, say one partner's really keen to declutter and the other partner isn't? Like, how hard is it to sort of try and work with someone who finds it difficult, like myself, to let go of things?
Well, we work, you know, as I say, like, you know, getting that much clutter didn't happen in a day. So it does take a while to get through. So when working with people, I always have to check that both sides are happy with me coming into your house, because it's your private area. You know, you're letting someone, a stranger, come in and touch your stuff. So both parties have to be in agreement for me to come in and to work through the stuff. Now, saying that, I do usually work mostly with women, and the husbands will not be happy about me coming in. But some of them realize that they, you know, help is needed in the house to declutter. So they'll let me do a certain area, but not touch their stuff. So with a lot of guys, they don't want me to touch their shoes or their clothes. They're very precious about their trainer collection. Which is fine. But when they see what I've done with the wives, they'll then say, okay, fine, you can come in and help us as well. So that's the way to work it. Or we do a neutral area like the kitchen, which is easy to show the difference once you've decluttered and organized it. And then they'll say, okay, you can do the other areas, which are a bit more personal, like the clothes.
I just want to ask you to stay with us for a moment there, Shalina, if you can, because I've got Navid joining us on the other line. Navid's texted in just earlier today to give us his concerns as well. And I wonder if you could shed any light on this one. Navid, good morning to you. Okay.
Good morning, Tom.
Nice to hear from you this morning. Thanks so much indeed for your text a little earlier on as well. Now, without pointing fingers or anything like that, you think that your wife might be hoarding. Why?
There are some items. I mean, let's start off. She's got 8 wardrobes just for herself. 8-door wardrobe, plus a walk-in cabinet, plus, and again, another 2-door wardrobe just dedicated to herself. Now, every time there is a function, it's all stacked up the clothes, but every time there's a function or any party that I need to attend, I get this, that I don't have any clothes to wear. And she goes buying something new. So it's all stacked up to arrange where I mean, practically there's no place for myself. So she always does plan to declutter, but never ends up doing anything. Last time she did it was about a week ago, and she got me a small plastic bag of items. She said, you can let these go. And I said, doesn't make any difference. But, I mean, there are some items which I've really witnessed, which are as old as 5 years or more. Because, I mean, I think it's, I don't know, even remember when it was there. There are items which she's never worn, not even touched in the 5 years. There are some items which I've classified as to be thrown away. I've got them out, put them in a box, but when I leave the house, come back in, they're again lined up in the wardrobe as such.
Sounds like a bit of a concern for you. We've got Shalina on the other line as well. Shalina, are the alarm bells ringing at 8 wardrobes and a walk-in wardrobe as well?
No, that's actually normal here. I deal with a lot of people with massive wardrobes, so that's not the problem. I think more... it's when couples or families are working with each other, there's also the personal issue. So when you have an outsider come in and help, it does help the situation and to help declutter, because of somebody outside who doesn't have an emotional connection to you. So as Navid, you said that, you know, you've pointed out that some clothes are new and never been worn. That makes her feel most probably more stressed, and there's angst, and you guys most probably argue about it. And you have to do it bit by bit. So if she's gone through a few things and decluttered and taken the bags out, you know, congratulate her on that. So, you know, be positive about it. At least she started in one section, and then let her move on to the next section. So it does take time. There might be other aspects as well involved with it. If you're saying that she's buying, you know, shopping more and more, there might be other elements to it as well. It's not just about the keeping the clothes, the clutter, if she's shopping a lot, that might be an aspect as well. So I'd have to look at it and see, you know, and talk to her to see, you know, why she buys so much or why she keeps the items. There's reasoning when I work with clients. Mm. So, but it is a regular occurrence. I mean, I do a lot of wardrobes. It is my favorite area to do, but a lot of people here have massive wardrobes and walk-in closets. So it's not unusual here, but it is, mm-hmm. you know, when there is a lot of stuff, there are other elements to it.
Navid, so, maybe the best way to deal with it, Navid, is to, if you can't beat her, join her as well. Maybe you should get 8 wardrobes as well and just fill it with clothes for yourself.
I think that there's emotional and attachment to it. So, yeah, I think bit by bit, help her declutter, I guess.
Navid, bless you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Much appreciate Navid's call there. We are going to say a big thank you as well to Shalina on the team at Declutter. Just a final word. Obviously, people can find you online, Shalina, if they have any concerns or would like to declutter. And the message from you is, I'm just looking at the website. There is one word that seems to jump off the page at me time and time again, apart from Declutter, which is the name of the website, which is DECLUTTRME.com, but organize as well.
Yes, yes. So, you know, it's fine. You do the decluttering, but then you have to organize everything. So with me, once you've, you know, we created the simple systems, you should be able to find everything within 5 seconds. If you can't find anything within 5 seconds, then that is an issue. So I like to organize stuff to help people find everything quickly.
The 5 second rule. Bless you, Shalina. Yeah. Thanks very much indeed to you and all the team. Much appreciated time this morning. Find Shalina and all the Declutter Me team online and social media.
The Agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8. Get involved. Text us on 4001.
Difficult to estimate how many people are affected by hoarding disorder, as it's called, but past research indicates that as many as 2-5% of the global population may be affected to some degree. That's according to the American Psychological Association. The numbers are out there at the moment, number of people suffering from it, and number of people texting in. Hanan?
Yeah, we've got a lot of people texting in. Someone's texted in, I think, in response to Navid's message. He says, haha, poor guy, I am feeling his pain. And Kai has messaged in, I think hoarders were not born that way. It's learnt behaviour. I think they get into a situation where they needed to save and then it became compulsive.
Thanks very much indeed to Shireen, who's been in touch. My parents are both hoarders, although from the street, everything looks okay. I dread the thought of losing them because of the work that will be involved in getting the house ready for sale. And also because I fear I will resent them as a result. Thank you for that.
And Robert says, there's a fine line between collecting and hoarding, I would say. You have to keep it under control, otherwise it's an issue. And Jamie says, my sister keeps everything and her house is now jam-packed. She's an adult, but she has everything from when she was a child. School books, childhood toys and school uniform. We've tried to tell her to let them go, but she just won't.
Dustin says, this is a very simple answer. Hoarders are generally unclean and can't realise the difference between a useful item and straight-up garbage. My grandmother is a hoarder and I can't stand her house or being around her too long. Hoarders are usually damaged in some way and can't see the fact that it's stuff and is unimportant.
Raj says, I used to collect and keep everything, but when I met my wife, she told me everything had to go. I found it hard to get rid of things, but when I let it all go, I was really happy and felt relieved. I think I feel inspired. I'm going to go home and do a tidy up, Tom. What
Good
about you?
On you. No, I'm not. that would need a small miracle for me to do that. So what are the signs of hoarding? Are you concerned that you might well be a hoarder? And if so, what are the signs that you have taken your hoarding or collecting to a different level? Let's hear now from Dr. Ben Michaelis. He has written a book about hoarding disorder. These are his 6 signs.
To be diagnosed with hoarding disorder, a person must exhibit all 6 of the following. They have difficulty throwing away, selling, recycling, or parting with possessions, regardless of their value. For example, due to the strong attachment a person has to his possessions, he may save old clothing, newspapers, and mail. Their difficulty in parting with possessions comes from an intense need to save such possessions and fear of distress if forced to part with them. They accumulate possessions, resulting in clutter and congestion in living areas. For example, a person may not be able to sleep in his bed or walk around in his living room because of the number of possessions he has saved. The inability to part with possessions causes distress with family, friends, and work. Such hoarding is not associated with another medical condition, such as a brain injury. The inability to discard possessions is not better explained by another mental disorder.
Dr. Ben Michaelis there giving his thoughts on the back of his book about hoarding. This one's come through from Meg saying, just in answer to your question of hoarding, saying Meg says, being a collector might reflect a bad habit, albeit a culturally sanctioned one, where so many people now have storage units for their extra stuff. Being a run-of-the-mill pack rat might help reflect a bad habit because clutter actually gets in the way of enjoying what one has. Being a hoarder speaks to a more significant problem, and being a compulsive hoarder is typically harmful to relationships, to health, finances, and your overall well-being. Cheers for that, Meg.
And thanks to Chris, he says, I'm a minimalist and hate too much clutter. I don't know how people can live with so much mess in their space. And Dick says, I don't see the point in keeping material items. I just have the basics in my home, enough to feel comfortable, but I could leave it all behind if I needed.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.